For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Fasaro. And we try to bring you a lot of really interesting and helpful information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And just a reminder, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They give expert advice in both places, and they carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on inflammation and turmeric. Today's guest is Dr. Robert Ivker. He's a physician, health educator, and best-selling author, and today's topic is the Holistic Sinus Survival Program for treating, preventing, and curing chronic and fungal sinusitis, allergies, and colds. Now, just a little bit of news you can use first. I have mentioned this before, and I'm probably going to continue to mention it. Big headlines. The U.S. government is poised to withdraw long-standing warnings about cholesterol. Now, those of you who have listened to this program and listened with Dr. Passero and myself and heard what we've had to say, what you've heard from us, that there's a cholesterol myth, the myth that cholesterol is so damaging to hearts and heart disease. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. And just a reminder that the nation's top nutrition advisory panel has decided to drop its caution about eating cholesterol-laden food. And that's a move that could undo almost 40 years of government warnings about its consumption. Now, this is the same government agencies, NIH, NHLBI, also the FDA, USDA, American Medical Association, American Dietetic Association, Even Science for the Center in the Public Interest told us to not eat cholesterol, to avoid all saturated fatty acids, to avoid butter and eggs, and to use hydrogenated oils. That's been going on for actually more than 40 years, and I've spent my entire career talking about it. I didn't have advanced knowledge. This is straight physiology, straight biochemistry. And all of those studies that linked the cholesterol to causing heart disease were wrong. And so you heard it here. I hope I could say you heard it here first. But it's amazing to me, and I always say, where were the biochemists in all this? Were they asleep at the wheel? And the group's finding basically says cholesterol in the diet need no longer be considered a nutrient of concern. And it even stands in contrast to the committee's findings 5 years ago, the last time it was convened. This is ridiculous. In this age of information, these studies that documented that the so-called lipid hypothesis was accurate, these studies were wrong. They were misinterpreted, and there were plenty of studies to indicate why. I'm going to tell you to go to the Weston A. Price Foundation site. Read about butter being better. Read about saturated fats not being the demon. They still haven't taken saturated fats off the list, but they will because they're on the right track now. They're on the right road. So I'll be a positive thinker and look forward to the government finally embracing healthier rules for eating. We already know that they've found out in the late 1980s or 90s, good 20 years after research documented, that hydrogenated trans fatty acids, margarines, were damaging to us. That information was always there. But hooray, we're moving forward. Now, let's talk a little bit about our guest, Dr. Rob Ivger. And as I said, he's a physician, a health educator, best-selling author. He's a board-certified holistic physician and a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians and Healing Touch Certified Practitioner. A lot of diversity here. Dr. Ivger is also co-founder and past president of the American Board of Integrative Holistic Medicine, a co-creator of the annual ABIHM review course and certification examination. I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. Ivger.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dana.
Yes, we tend to talk
really
by phone.
I really enjoyed listening to your update there. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, about cholesterol?
It is.
It's very similar to what's been going on for 40 years or more with sinus infections and using antibiotics to treat sinus infections. When there are studies, there have been at least three studies that have shown that antibiotics really make very little difference in treating sinus infections.
But the beat still goes on in that direction, right?
Oh yes, absolutely. And the problem is that I got into this and began focusing on this condition of chronic sinusitis back in 1980 when I consulted with my ear, nose, and throat physician after having much more frequent sinus infections, and they were increasingly less responsive to antibiotics. And I was symptomatic in between infections. So I was getting frequent infections, and then I wasn't really feeling normal in between. So I finally consulted with him, and he said, he could offer me surgery, which is what is typically done even today, 35 years later. And he said, but basically, you know, I can't really guarantee that the surgery is going to cure the problem. He said, you're going to have to learn to live with this. I said, you know, I was 33 years old at the time. I said, you've got to be kidding. This is making my life miserable. There's no way in the world I'm going to live with this. And that's when I began developing the sinus survival program. But what's really interesting, and you know, it brings us back to this report about cholesterol, is that today, 35 years later, that is still the approach of the experts in sinus disease. The ear, nose, and throat physicians are all surgeons, and that's what they do. And as recently as yesterday morning, I spoke to a new patient with chronic sinusitis, a 47-year-old man from Chicago, who told me that since 2004, in the last 10 years, he's had 10 sinus surgeries.
Wow.
One a year. He said every year around Christmas, he said, my ear, nose, and throat doctor recommends that I get my sinuses cleaned out. I said, but it doesn't sound like it's helped you at all. He said, no, for about a few months it works, and then I'm back where I started. But it's just it's hard to imagine that they continue to treat this condition in the same way. And this is the most common respiratory condition on the planet. So it's very frustrating what goes on with our badly broken healthcare system?
Well, it's, you know, when we teach surgery as a main intervention and don't emphasize some of the preventive means, the surgeons are going to do surgeries. The other thing is that many of the preventive techniques are not expensive, and they also require educating the person, and that's time-consuming. So we still aren't geared in traditional medicine toward prevention. A doctor's intervention with a patient is an office visit. It's not that much income that can, if you're participating in insurance, you're not going to make that much money. But if you do procedures, you make a lot of money.
Well, so it's very, very true.
It steers people toward the people and physicians toward procedures.
Absolutely. And that's not the only problem. What we're talking about also is addressing the causes of the problem. Sinus surgery for chronic sinusitis is usually focused on creating bigger openings in the sinus to allow them to drain so that you won't be so uncomfortable when you get a sinus infection. The problem with that is the underlying primary cause of the sinus infections and chronic symptoms, which include post-nasal drip and sinus headaches and fatigue and irritability and loss of sense of smell. All of these symptoms, and nasal congestion is a big one, and all of these symptoms have to do with the inflammation of the mucous membrane lining the nose and sinuses. Well, surgery does nothing to help the inflammation, and yet that's the primary cause.
Let's do this. This needs to be really fleshed out, and we'll do that in the next segment, because I'm so glad you're covering this today, Dr. Iftikhar. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on sinus survival by Dr. Rav Iftikhar.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wider range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on inflammation. Today's guest is Dr. Rob Ivker. He's a physician, health educator, and best-selling author. And our topic is the Holistic Sinus Survival Program for treating, preventing, and curing chronic and fungal sinusitis, allergies, and colds. And we were talking about the sinus issues and that surgery is not often a long-term or usually a long-term solution. So, Dr. Ivker, let's continue that conversation and tell us a little bit as well about the quick fix for sinus problems.
Well, the quick fix is not referring to the chronic ongoing inflammation. The quick fix, although the sinus survival program, it's hard to call it a quick fix, but I mean, as most people understand what a quick fix is, you know, they expect to take a pill and the problem goes away. No, it's not that. But the Sinus Survival Program, as I have been teaching it and working with patients, and as I presented in my book, Sinus Survival, is I ask for at least a 3 months commitment, and the 3 months commitment involves dietary changes, indoor air modification, the practicing of nasal hygiene with spraying and of a saline spray and steaming with essential oils like eucalyptus and peppermint oil. Nasal irrigation, and these are all daily habits that you commit to for 3 months. And in those 3 months, I've had at least a 90% success rate, meaning that people will have at least a significant improvement in their sinus condition, or they will have cured sinusitis. And although that's not the usual understanding of what a quick fix is, most people with chronic sinusitis have been suffering for years. So if they can see a significant improvement or having cured it in 3 months, that might be considered a quick fix. Rather than get into, you know, discussing what would be construed as a quick fix, in this case now, I'd like to address preventing sinus infections. And that can be very quick. And the problem with sinus infections is that you already have a badly inflamed mucous membrane. And that's what chronic sinusitis means. You have a chronic or ongoing inflammation of the mucous membrane. And when you get a cold, and that is the typical trigger for a sinus infection, the cold virus increases the inflammation of the mucous membrane. And when a mucous membrane is inflamed, it swells, so you become more congested. It secretes more mucus, so you have much more drainage, and that can be either from your nose, but usually it's down the back of the throat, the postnasal drainage, and you can get pain with increased inflammation. So you can get facial pain or headaches, and this inflammation can be typically in somebody without chronic sinusitis, this would go right into a typical cold. People with chronic sinusitis don't get colds. The cold virus, which would cause a cold in somebody else, goes immediately into a sinus infection because the mucous membrane is already badly inflamed. So the key to the success of this quick fix for preventing sinus infections is to act quickly to recognize the symptom of a cold. And the cold virus, most of us typically get a sore throat at the very beginning of a cold. I mean, would you agree? Do you?
That's classical.
That's it. So at the earliest sign of a sore throat, you jump into action here. And that's how you can prevent sinus infection. So what do you do? I finally found several years ago a supplement. It's called Alamax or Alamed. It's the same thing. The Alamed is the physician strength of Alamax. And this supplement is 100% pure allicin. Allicin is the active ingredient in garlic. And the studies that have been done on this product in England, where the product is made, have shown that this is not only an effective antiviral. It kills the cold virus, but it's also a strong antibacterial. It kills MRSA, MRSA, the staph, the flesh-eating staph, and antibiotic resistant. I mean, it's a miserable infection, but this Alamed actually killed it in 6 weeks. So it's pretty impressive. It's also an antifungal, the Alamed. And I always keep some of this available. Village Green carries this product, and it's probably the best supplement I've found in my 35 years of focusing on treating chronic sinusitis. The antiviral and antibacterial, so it's like a natural antibiotic. So it can kill the cold virus, and if you miss the window of killing the virus and it goes into a bacterial infection, it will help with that as well. One basic principle here that people should keep in mind is that it's much, much easier to prevent than to treat. So if you can get it early and knock out the cold virus, then you don't have to deal with treating a sinus infection.
You know, you say this, I do want to reemphasize this because I don't think people realize the value of the allicin in the garlic. As you said, antibacterial, it's antiviral, it can be antifungal. But what I love about it is that it doesn't destroy the good bacteria. It actually fosters improvement in the gut microbiome and giving us more protection. That's what I like about nature's antibiotic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. I mean, it has multiple advantages. And this particular allicin product is actually much stronger than any of the garlic products that I've seen on the shelf at most health food stores. You don't find anything this strong, 100% pure allicin. They use a distillation process in creating it, and the studies have been very impressive with this product. So. I also use an antiviral, echinacea, and I like to use the extract, the liquid, 2 dropperfuls 4 or 5 times a day. I mean, I really pour it on. You can't really overdose. But most people don't take enough. You're trying to kill a virus. And the combination of the Alamax and Echinacea usually will do the job, but I also add a colloidal silver. And Pathways has a good colloidal silver. There are other silver nasal sprays and I also found a throat silver spray that, you know, again, at the beginning, you just have a sore throat with a cold as it's starting, and you can spray your throat with this throat spray. So these are all really aggressive and effective methods for killing the virus just as it's beginning. I also suggest taking high doses of vitamin C. Ester C is what I use. You can go up as high as 5,000 milligrams 3 times a day.
That's 5,000 milligrams 3 times a day.
Yeah, with your meals. And, you know, normally if you didn't have a cold, that much would typically cause some diarrhea.
So that's what we call bowel tolerance, and I want to cover this more in the next segment. Those who have just tuned in, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, Kevin will have a discussion on inflammation and turmeric. Today's guest is and has been Dr. Rob Ivker. He's a physician, health educator, best-selling author, and today's topic is the Holistic Sinus Survival Program for treating, preventing, and curing chronic and fungal sinusitis, allergies, and colds. And Dr. Ivker, would you give a brief summary of all that good information you just gave us regarding preventing and treating sinusitis? And then we wanted to also talk about allergies. So I'll let you go forward.
Well, we were just talking about preventing sinus infections. And when you're preventing a sinus infection, you're actually killing the cold virus, which is most often the trigger for most sinus infections. So if you can kill the cold virus and get rid of it, then you will prevent the sinus infection. So we talked about the number one preventive is Alamed or Alamax, which is 100% pure allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. So this allicin product is both antiviral and antibacterial. So strong that the studies have shown that it kills MRSA, and it does kill cold viruses, and in addition, it's also antifungal. And many people with chronic sinusitis have a candida overgrowth. So we use the Alamed and Alamax in treating candida overgrowth. So this is probably the single most important supplement in both treating chronic sinusitis and preventing sinus infections. I also use echinacea, and you know, again, the first sign of a cold is typically a sore throat. So that's your signal that you're about to get a cold. I mean, for most people, that's true. And the problem with most sinus sufferers is they don't get colds. The cold virus goes immediately into a sinus infection because they're already so inflamed that it makes them very susceptible to getting an infection in the sinuses. And with the inflammation that's caused by the cold virus, it just compounds the problem on top of the already existing inflammation. That's why they don't get colds. They just get sinus infections, and they're so-called cold. I mean, and that's how most people present to the doctor with a sinus infection. They say, "Doctor, I've had this cold for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 3 months." I mean, that's not unusual either, because it feels like a cold, but it just goes on and on and on. So what I'm suggesting here is that if you can prevent the sinus infection, you can, and that means acting very early in the course of this, you can prevent a lot of suffering. And the object is to act quickly and have these products available in your home so that you've got them to take immediately if you do get a sore throat or feel like you're getting a cold. And the Alamed, Alamax, vitamin C, I mentioned 5,000 milligrams three times a day, and that's not too much. If you take it with meals, I know if you take too much vitamin C, the only real downside is loose stools or diarrhea, but what I find is that if you are sick, you can tolerate much higher doses of vitamin C. And I use the ester C because it's better absorbed, and echinacea. And I use the echinacea liquid, a couple of dropperfuls, 4 or 5 times a day, and you take that by mouth. And you do that for 2 or 3 days. And there are also silver. Silver is found in, there's a nasal spray, nasal rescue spray, that contains ionic silver. And if you use that, you can kill a virus. And there's colloidal silver that pathways that, it's a pathways product at Village Green. I recommend a couple of droppers of the colloidal silver every 2 to 3 hours. There's also a throat spray, throat rescue spray. It's the counterpart of the nasal rescue, and that's the ionic silver in a throat spray. And the key to the success of using these sprays with the silver is to do it every 20 to 30 minutes. Most people, I mean, it really is not the easiest thing to do, because I've tried it myself and I know it works. But you know, to do anything every 20 minutes is not an easy one. You also want to be aware of your diet. And I would eliminate sugar and dairy. Sugar can weaken your immune system, which is the last thing you want to do. Your immune system is already weak. That's why you got the infection. And dairy creates more inflammation. And that you also don't want, since you're already badly inflamed. So those tips, and get plenty of sleep, because sleep is probably the most effective way to strengthen your immune system.
I am so glad to hear you say that. You know, we don't talk about it enough. I call sleep a nutrient. And when you don't have sleep, your immune system takes a dive when you have poor sleep or interrupted sleep. And we also find when you don't get enough sleep, you're not as sharp, you're not as bright. I also wanted to...
Well, I think that's why most people get sick. When people do get a cold virus, it's probably a result of inadequate sleep.
And, you know, that's such a common problem today.
Oh, it sure is.
And the mention of silver, I am reminded that that's why silverware was invented, if we can call it invented. They knew how many centuries and centuries ago that silverware is antibacterial. Silver is antibacterial. And so they made the cups, the silver cups, and I guess they weren't using much in the way of washing them enough. But isn't it interesting that
I didn't know that
was the metal that was selected, and there's a good reason for it.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, tell us about allergies. Let's because so many people are dealing with those right now.
Well, it's just beginning. You know, we're late March, mid to late March, we get into the allergy season, and it's the tree pollen that we're dealing with at this time of the year. And I'm sure many of your listeners are aware that this is their season. And if that's the case, there are a number of great supplements. Of course, most of these people have been taking, you know, they take over-the-counter antihistamines, and that may work just fine. But they're very drying, and for people that have sinus problems and chronic sinusitis, what the antihistamines will do is thicken the mucus. It dries you out. And the thicker the mucus, the more difficult it is to drain. And if it gets stuck and, you know, you have this thick, dry mucus, it can plug up your sinus drainage duct and make you more susceptible to sinus infections. So you may be helping the allergy, which you are, with the antihistamine, but making yourself, you know, more at risk for a sinus infection. So that's why I recommend to my sinus patients natural supplements that also work as natural antihistamines, but they don't dry and thicken the mucus.
Well, let's cover that in the next segment, because I know our listeners are very interested in the subject. And for those of you who just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with more good information. We're going to talk about what you can do to prevent and treat your allergies in a natural manner. And we're talking with Dr. Rob Ivker.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So join us next week, and Kevin has a discussion on inflammation. Today's guest is Dr. Rob Ivker. He's a physician, health educator, and best-selling author. And today's topic has been the Holistic Sinus Survival Program for treating, preventing, and curing chronic and fungal sinusitis, allergies, and colds. And we were focusing on allergies and colds, and we have a lot more information in our final segment. I know we can do many shows, and Dr. Ivker is a familiar guest to us, and we hope to have him back many times. So, Dr. Ivker, let's continue our conversation.
Okay. We were talking about the fact that March begins the tree pollen season. And as many of your listeners are aware, this is when they start the their sneezing season. And it, for many people, it can be really miserable. They not only the sneezing, but the itching and the dripping, and people get depleted of energy as well. I mean, fatigue. I mean, allergies. That's how I got into this. I mean, my allergies began at the age of five, and never had a sinus infection until I moved to Denver in 72. I've had, you know, until I worked on developing the sinus survival program, I had just chronic inflammation all the time. And that's part of the problem with allergies, is that there is an underlying inflammation of the mucous membrane. And when you react to pollen, and in this case in March, April, May, is tree pollen season, and that's followed in May and especially June, and into July is the grass pollen. And then August, September, and October up to the first frost is the ragweed pollen season. It's inflammation. And the more inflamed you are, the more susceptible you are to allergies. And you become hyper-reactive to the pollen. And people who had never had allergies are now developing them because of this underlying inflammation. People who used to have allergies are now much worse as a result of increased inflammation. So the anti-inflammatory effect of the sinus survival program is very important, and that can be, you know, on a year-round basis, not just during your allergy season. So things like spraying your nose with saline and anti-inflammatory herbs. The sinus survival spray contains anti-inflammatory herbs along with the saline. Grapeseed extract is an anti-inflammatory, a potent anti-inflammatory, as well as a natural antihistamine. In fact, in Europe, especially in France, where this product was first discovered, grapeseed is their primary natural antihistamine. I mean, that's what people use to treat allergies. And stinging nettles is a good it's an herb, a natural antihistamine. Quercetin is a bioflavonoid. And what I've done, with Sinus Survival, we've formulated a product called Allercide that combines quercetin, nettles, vitamin C, bromelain, an enzyme that helps activate the quercetin, and N-acetylcysteine, which is a mucolytic, all in one product, Allercide. And that is the mainstay. That is the product that I rely on primarily throughout the allergy season. Now, if you are having acute allergy symptoms, there is a product that I have found recently in the last 2 years. AllerDX is what it's called. And Village Green carries all of these products that I've mentioned, by the way. AllerDX is a combination of several Chinese herbs, and it works quickly. It's a very potent antihistamine, and for acute allergy symptoms, I mean, if you're having a sneezing attack, you're really itching badly, this will work within usually 10 minutes. So it's pretty dramatic. Now, it's not natural, but I know that many people have been using steroid nasal sprays for allergies. The problem with the steroid nasal sprays is that many people with chronic sinusitis are given those same sprays to use throughout the year. I mean, people use them for months at a time. They actually can make you feel a little worse. I'm finding that they can contribute to increased inflammation if you use them for a long period of time, meaning many months. Those sprays are meant to be used and are most effective if you use them for 3 to maybe 6 weeks during your pollen allergy season. So I really want to emphasize that. They are effective, they work well, and they can work in conjunction with all of these supplements that I'm talking about, but they should be reserved for the allergy season. And not any longer. That's where I see problems occurring. So
let's emphasize
and
that.
There are a multitude of these steroid nasal sprays. They're all prescription items, and your listeners are very familiar with them because most of them have been given prescriptions. Even for people with just chronic sinusitis, and the doctor doesn't have anything else to give them, they get steroid nasal sprays. But they're not without their problems.
And one of the main problems that concerns me with exactly what you mentioned, the chronic long-term use, they thin the tissues, increasing the tissue permeability to allergens. And so you are right on with the long-term use becoming more problematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it all the time because they're literally, the doctors have nothing more that they can give their patient, and they end up giving them steroid nasal sprays.
Well,
so it's it actually is a problem. I mean, most patients that I see with chronic sinusitis have been using these steroid sprays.
Well,
I think,
and that's true.
It compounds their problem.
Yes, it certainly does. You certainly have a lot of options here, and I think you've been very thorough in covering them. In the last few minutes of our segment today, could you just summarize major tips so that our listeners can walk away with some good information, what I call information they can use right away?
I want to emphasize the fact that the belief that you have to live with this problem, whether it's chronic sinusitis and ongoing sinus infections or allergies, I want to dispel that myth or that belief that you have to live with it. This is not something that you do have to live with. I mean, to me, that's the most important message, because I was told the same thing, and I didn't accept it. I couldn't imagine living with this for the rest of my life as a young man at the age of 33. And the same is true for any of you who are listening. If you make a commitment to yourself, and follow some of these recommendations and do them on a regular basis, and prevention is key. If you learn to listen to your body, and if you have the beginnings of a sore throat, that's how a cold starts. And that's usually the beginning of a sinus infection. And if you are sneezing a little more often than you usually do, or you notice some itching or a drippy nose, get right on the allergy regimen right away. The longer you wait and the more the allergies take hold, and the more the sinus infection or the cold virus begins to affect you, it's more difficult to treat the problem. So prevention is much easier than treatment.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ivker. We will certainly be having more conversations as we have in the past, and I appreciate how thorough you've been. Lots of helpful advice.
Well, you're most welcome.
And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, and giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please do remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.